In the name of the one true living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He made us and made all things visible and invisible. He upholds us and all things by the word of his power. Dear listening friends, the apostolic gospel in the letter to the church at the city of Ephesus spells out the divine mystery referred to in the Old Testament scriptures. The mystery was the divine plan through the coming of the promised seed of a woman to reverse the curse that fell on humanity. The coming of the seed of the woman dominates human history and provides its focus and direction. A succession of divine interventions over many centuries prepared for this coming. This included a promise not to destroy humanity after the universal flood. That promise is symbolized by the rainbow. Divine intervention also saved rebellious humanity from self-destruction at the Tower of Babel. Humanity dispersed, and the unifying language was fragmented to many tongues. Friends, after that, one person, Abram the Hebrew, was divinely chosen to begin the long process for the coming of the promised saving seed. It was made clear that this divine calling was aimed at blessing all the dispersed human families of the earth. Abram, whose name meant the father of a single nation or people, submitted to the Lord's leading and trusted the divine plan, even though he did not understand its details. His name was divinely changed to Abraham, which means father of many nations. At a very old age, he and his elderly wife Sarah were miraculously blessed with a son named Isaac. One of Isaac's twin sons, named Jacob, was chosen to continue the line to the promised seed. God changed Jacob's name to Israel after his spiritually transforming experience of struggling with the Lord. His 12 sons founded the 12 tribes of the nation called Israel. It took 42 long generations of divine dealing to guide the nation and human history to be fully prepared for the coming of the promised seed of the woman through the physical Abrahamic line. Friends, throughout all these generations, the divine plan for the blessing of all humanity faced serious obstacles and oppositions, mostly by betrayal and unfaithfulness of key players within the house of Israel. Yet God's Old Testament prophets faithfully announced the coming realization of the mysterious divine saving plan to which the rainbow pointed. They gave numerous hints and prophetic references to the promised Messiah, always referring to his blessing of all nations. Yet it remained a mystery until the fullness of time. Matthew's gospel opens with the list of those 42 generations who were sovereignly guided and preserved until the birth of the promised seed, the divine Christ. Conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary by the breath of the Holy Spirit, he became a new Adam, a new human soul not related to the sinful soul of the first Adam. As the new Adam, he embodied in human nature the Blessed Son, the second person of the Blessed Holy Trinity. Fully divine and fully human, Jesus humbly lived a sinless human life on earth that qualified him to redeem humanity. Christ perfectly and sovereignly fulfilled the divine saving plan by voluntarily taking on himself the sins of God's people. He redeemed them by dying on their behalf. In doing so, death itself was powerfully overcome by Christ's perfect holiness. His triumphant resurrection on the third day was followed by his ascension and enthronement at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. Now enjoying not only his full Godhead, but also his perfectly holy human nature, he secures full salvation for all those who cling to him as both the perfect new Adam and the blessed sovereign Son of God. In the first chapter of his letter to the believers in the city of Ephesus, the Apostle Paul rejoices in the success of the sovereign divine plan of salvation. The Holy Spirit preserved and blessed the faith of Old Testament believers as they steadfastly clung to the divine promises. In hope, they awaited the Savior's coming. The Holy Spirit also sovereignly guides and directs the spread of Christ's saving gospel to all nations throughout the remainder of human history. The Spirit applies Christ's full salvation to all who cling to the promised Savior. He enlightens them to see their sinfulness and desperate need for his saving grace. In Christ, they are set free from the dominion of sin and the evil one. Paul describes this work in the believer's life. He says, "Having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come." Friends, before his ascension and return to his majestic heavenly seat, the risen Christ decreed that his apostles begin the spread of his gospel of saving grace to all people. He declared that all authority in heaven and earth are now his. He assured them of his abiding presence with them through the blessed Holy Spirit, who empowers the spreading gospel message. He sovereignly enables believers to receive Christ's redeeming work and gives them everlasting new life. Hallelujah.